This week, we here at The World and so many others have been thinking a lot about the late Carrie Fisher and the movie role that first made her famous as Leia, the revolutionary, tough-as-nails Star Wars princess who helped save an empire, and, of course, that iconic hairdo, two buns on the sides of her head. Recently, a traveling Smithsonian exhibit called Star Wars and the Power of Costume confirmed that the hairdo was inspired by real-life revolutionaries, Las Soldaderas, Mexican revolutionary women from the turn of the century. The exhibit is currently in Denver, and it includes a photo from director George Lucas's files of a soldadera with, you guessed it, two buns on the side of her head. Alex de la Rocha is a huge Star Wars fan and also a descendant of a famous soldadera. Alex, when you were little and watching Star Wars, did you feel any connection between yourself and Princess Leia?
Definitely did. My mom was always trying to push me to look up to female role models, and she was definitely one of the first ones I had. Actually, the first time I saw Star Wars was a movie theater nearby that was replaying the fourth one. And my mom actually did my hair in buns just like Princess Leia.
Oh, that's perfect. When did you first figure out the connection between your ancestors and the Star Wars film?
Not until my brother sent me a link on Facebook showing her picture. That was the first time I realized it. A lot of the family got excited. Everyone was calling each other. It's actually made me look into my history a lot more. I had recently just did the DNA test with Ancestry.com, hoping to find out a little bit more about my DNA, and definitely made me reconnect with my uncle, who knows a lot more about the folklore.
And you actually have a photograph of your relative. Her name was Clara de la Rocha. And if I'm right, she was your great, 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 great aunt.
Correct.
Tell us what she looks like in that photo.
So in that photo, she's like a standard soldadera. She's wearing her standard long dress with a bunch of bullets and holding a rifle and saber. And she's also wearing buns that you see Princess Leia wearing. She's also actually standing right next to her father, General Herculano de la Rocha. So she and her father and her brother went around North Mexico during the revolution, fighting both Indians and the Diaz government to rebel against this dictatorship that had risen up over the years. Specifically, she's well known for the Battle of Culiacan in Sinaloa in 1911. She actually crossed a river on horseback and got into Sinaloa and was able to take out the power station in order to allow the rebel forces to attack during night without being seen.
Wow. And what do you know about that hairstyle? Was it simply practical to have it in two buns like that?
There's actually many different hairstyles in Mexico, and they're very particular to the regions that they're from. So that one's particular probably to Durango and Sinaloa.
Huh, that's interesting. And aside from this great warrior role, what was your great-great-great-great-aunt Clara like?
She was really a grizzled woman, as her father was. They were mountain people, and they actually were miners. They owned a lot of land in Sinaloa and Durango, and they were business people. So our original ancestors came from Spain, and they were hoping to stay there just for a short while to make money, but our family ended up settling down, and a lot of them were involved in the mining business.
And how do you go from the mining business to the revolution? What were the soldaderas really fighting for?
They were really fighting for their homeland and for their people. Herculano and Clara and all of the family actually really cared for being right and for justice. They were actually known for swiftly carrying out justice if someone stole something or killed someone.
Does watching Star Wars feel different to you now that you know Princess Leia's hair was inspired by your ancestors?
I actually haven't watched it since discovering this news. I think it'll definitely be different, and I'll definitely tell the story a little differently to my niece and my nephew, who are just in the beginning years of their Star Wars fandom.
Alex de la Rocha is a descendant of a famous soldadera, Clara de la Rocha. Thanks so much for speaking with us about this.
No problem.
You can see what Clara de la Rocha and her revolutionary hairdo looked like over at PRI.org.